经文，对不起，今日经文是记载在希伯来书第一章一至四节。若你们需要圣经的时候，请轻举手，司事会将圣经递到你面前。希伯来书第一章一至四节。Today's scripture reading is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. 圣经这么说，神记在古时藉着众先知多次多方地晓谕列祖，就在这末世藉着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真像，常用他权能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。今日请梁传道正道。
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今日是张林节期的第一个主日，称之为盼望。
Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and it's hope.
盼望这个字是非常之抽象的，我们通常理解为是心理上面的主观意愿，希望明天会更好。
The word hope can be quite abstract, and we normally think of it as something that we wish, subjective projection, such as wishing a better tomorrow.
例如希望某些好事会发生，或者是期待想要得到的东西得到。
For example, it's like wishing to, something better to happen, or to receive something that you want.
但是盼望这个字在圣经里面的定义是不同的，值得我们留意。
But be careful, the definition of the word hope in the scripture is not quite the same.
盼望这个字第一次出现的地方是在约书亚记第二章。
The word hope first appeared in the scripture is in the book of Joshua, chapter 2.
以色列人准备进攻耶利哥城之前，就派两个探子去打探虚实。
Before the Israelites took down the city of Jericho, they sent two spies to the city.
怎知两个探子的行踪就被敌人发现了，但是妓女拉合就保护了他们。
But they were being discovered by the enemies, and the prostitute Rahab had protected them.
当探子离开的时候，拉合就拉住他们，要他们发誓保证日后攻城的时候一定要保他全家不死。
When the spies were about to leave, Rahab made them swear to oath and to make sure that her whole family is safe when they come back.
好了，探子于是就给了一条红色的绳，一条朱红色的绳给他，然后说，当我们打到来的时候，你就将这条绳绑在这个窗口那里，还要将你家人带来这里等。
So the spy gave her a scarlet cord and said to her, When we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and you have brought your father and mother and your brothers and all your family into your house.
原来翻译为绳子这个字呢，就是同个盼望那个字是同一个字。
And the translated word, the cord, is the same as the word hope.
咁就俾咗我哋一个好清晰嘅视觉效果啦。原来盼望就好似一条绳咁样。
So it gives us a very clear picture of, like the hope is like a cord.
唔单止可以睇到，仲可以捉实，可以搲住嘅。
Not only you can see it, but you can actually touch it. You can hang on to it.
但系最关键嘅就系呢条绳咧，就用嚟救命嘅， 生死攸關。
But this cord is about life and death. It's about saving life.
還有這條繩是朱紅色的，就是代表了生命顏色了。
And it's the color of scarlet, which means it's the color of life.
講到來這裡，你可能覺得，啊，原來盼望好像有形狀，有顏色的，是不是好像有比人有真實感，可以有渣拿，可以掌握的呢？
So you might think, well, hope seems to have a shape, color, and it seems real, and you can actually touch it, grab it. Is it true?
旧约里面讲到关于盼望，基本上都是指得救的盼望。
In the Old Testament, whenever it mentioned about hope, it talks about the hope of being saved.
以色列人在个人的困苦当中，或者是家国危难秘掳的时候，他们都会向上帝呼求，请救，救我啊！这个就是他们的盼望。
When the Israelites were in their difficulties, or when the country was stuck in crisis, they cried out to the Lord and asked for help.
随着时间的发展，他们都是在等着有一个人，这个人呢，是能够战胜强敌来到去救他们的，这个人称之为尼赛亚或者基督。
And as time passed, they were waiting and waiting for someone to appear, and this person can defeat the enemies and to save them. And this person was Messiah.
今天所读的希伯来书是写给一班犹太裔的基督徒。
The book of Hebrews was written for a group of Jewish Christians.
他们信了主一段时间了，但是他们在困难艰难的当中的时候，突然间他们想走回头路，回去他们以前所信的犹太教里面。
They have been believed in God for quite some time, but when they were stuck in difficulties, they were trying to go back to their original religion, which is Judaism.
所以他们看来是失去了盼望了。
It looks like they are losing hope.
所以作者一开始什么客气话都不说，就单刀直入去针对他们的困难和困扰里面。
So right from the beginning, the author just cut right to the chase and pinpoint to their worries.
今天所读的四节经文呢，在原本来讲只有一句说话而已，三言两语就讲出耶稣就是神的儿子的身份。
The scripture we're reading today, like the four verses, but it actually was one sentence. The author wanted to point out that Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣就是他们长远稳妥的盼望。
Jesus is their long-term secure hope.
这句经文的内容非常之丰富深厚，我们今天只能够探讨很少很少的一个部分。
This scripture is very rich, but we could only have time to talk a little bit of it.
首先，它是针对犹太人觉得先知是上帝的发言人这个超然的地位。
First of all, the author directed against the superiority of the Jewish prophets being seen as God's advocate.
这里他说到耶稣作为神的儿子是更加有资格去做代言人，因为他一开始就有份创造世界。
He said Jesus as the Son of God, he is more qualified to be the advocate because he's part of the one creating the universe.
他一开始就跟上帝在一起了，那他当然最知道上帝想说什么了，他最知道上帝的心意，身份也都当然比先知更加高了。
He is with God since the very beginning, so of course he understands God way better than the prophets, and of course his position is way more superior.
其次，他这本书也都针对犹太人那个大祭司有圣洁的地位。
Secondly, he directed against the holy position of the Jewish high priest.
这里讲到耶稣是神荣耀的光辉。
It talked about the radiance of God's glory.
那是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean?
荣耀是很抽象的，但是光辉呢，就看到的。光辉是看得到的光辉、光芒、光线。
Glory is quite abstract, but glory can be seen. It's a radiance.
例如，举个例子，例如运动员的荣耀呢，就在他领受奖牌的时候被人看到了。
Good example is an athlete's glory can be seen when he's receiving the medal.
好了，这里指到耶稣就是那个光辉，他的光辉是比大祭司更加犀利的。
So we talked about Jesus' glory is greater than the high priest.
好啦，咁大祭司嘅光辉喺边度咧
？So where is the glory of the high priest？
大祭司嘅光辉就喺佢头上面有一块金牌。
Well, it came from the gold plaque on his forehead.
呢一块金牌系神指定，系大祭司嘅服装之一，系上面写住刻住。是刻住用刻落去嘅，唔系写嘅，系归耶和华为圣。
Well, on the plaque, it was engraved, "Holy to the Lord." It is part of the clothing that he must wear, as per God.
佢喺每一次献祭嘅时候都要戴上呢一块金牌，系表明佢系分别出嚟为上帝所使用。
So each time the high priest performed the offering duty, he has to wear this plaque.And because it was for to set apart that he's being used by God.
咁作咗个字喺个头上面，咁啊怎表示乜嘢咧？目的就系担当罪孽，使到献祭嘅人能够蒙上帝悦纳。
And the purpose is to bear the guilt, so that they will be acceptable to the Lord.
咁睇嚟呢个大祭司真系几重要嘅人物噃。
So it looks like the high priest is quite important, right?
但系呢度话。神的儿子更加大，佢系大乜嘢个原因咁觉得唔大咧
？But it says, the Son of God is great. Why is that?
当耶稣被钉喺十字架上面嘅时候，佢嘅圣洁就俾人睇到啦。佢就系担当紧罪人嘅罪，全人类都睇到。
When Jesus was being crucified, the glory of being sacrificed for the sinners can be seen by everybody.
这个是真正重要的人物。
And that is a real important person.
他也是真正是舍己为罪人而死，牺牲出来的。
And he's the one sacrificed for the sinners.
那这个光辉是不是比起大祭司头上面作那几个字更加光辉耀眼呢
？So isn't his glory greater than what can be seen on the plaque of the high priest?
在第三节提到他洗净人的罪，那当然就是指他是做大祭司的身份。
On the third verse, it said he had provided purifications for sinners, so that means he also has the position of the high priest.
好了，今天一段经文第三样东西指出的，他讲到耶稣是神本体的真像。
The third point is,Jesus is the exact representation of his being.
好了，我们先要解释什么叫做真像先。
Let's talk about what is exact representation.
真像不是写真，不是影相，不是影人。
Well, it is not a picture, not a photograph, not a photocopy.
真像乃是一个印，印出来的那个印鉴。那个就称为真像，是在这个相里面后面红色那个就叫做真像。
It is an imprint produced by the seal. It's like the red one behind the ring.
在古时呢，啲尊贵嘅皇族啊，或者系一啲贵族咧，佢哋好兴戴一只戒指嘅。
In ancient times, the kings or the nobles they wear a ring.
那隻戒指其實是一個印章來的，就好像這個圖是一個印章來的。
It is called a signet ring, it's like a seal.
上面呢它有刻了有家族的徽號或者它個人的徽號，是用來做簽名這樣用的。
It was engraved with the king or the person's or the family's coat of arms. It's like a signature.
所以見這個印鑑呢就好像見到它的人一樣了。
So when you're looking at the imprint, it's like looking at the person.
如果你有睇中國嘅古裝片嘅時候，你就會知道啦。中國嘅皇帝咧係用玉璽嘅，所以意思係一樣嘅。
And if you've ever seen any old Chinese movies about the old dynasty, the king used the imperial jade seal.
好啦，經文話咧，耶穌就係上帝嗰個印鑑，見耶穌如見上帝。
So the scripture said Jesus is the exact representation. He's the imprint of God. So when you look at Jesus, you're looking at God.
好啦，嚟到呢度咧，我想岔开啲，俾一段啱啱新鲜热辣两日之前发生嘅新闻你睇下。
Well, I would like to mention a newly received news from about 2 days ago.
这个呢就是在五十年前出土的一个古董的戒指。
It was an old ring excavated about 50 years ago.
那边黑蒙蒙那块呢就是出土过，然后洗干净了，洗干净了的戒指的原来的样子。
The darker one on the left is when it was first excavated, and the one on the right, the brighter one, it has been cleansed.
通过这五十年科技进步之后呢，他们是用，也都用影像，用电脑是制作翻那个戒指上面所写的字。
Through the latest technology with the help of computer and camera, they figure out the word on the ring.
中间那个就是电脑做出来的，那个印出来的样子，中间那个字是看到是比拉多。
It's, you can look at the word in the middle, that there's a word and it says Pilate.
中间有个好像花樽的，这个是他的就是一个特别的图样。
And there's a little design that is their special logo.
比拉多是当时审理耶稣的案件的罗马总督。
Well, Pilate was the Roman governor who had judged the case of Jesus.
这个戒指就证明了他当时在哪里，个时间是在哪里，就能够同时是证明了耶稣的真实存在。
This ring is the proof of time and location of Pilate's existence, and is a crucial confirmation of Jesus' existence in history.
好了，看完这个，我们回到刚才那个印鉴。
So let's talk about the imprint, the seal.
平时呢，这个印鉴呢的作用呢只是能够代表那个人，如果你拿个印鉴去银行拿钱呢，银行职员是会给你的。
So the seal represents the person, represents the owner. So if you take the seal to the bank, and that's like your signature.
但是毕竟印章那个主人是人，而造成这个印鉴的呢，通常都会是泥或者是蜡，是不同的质地的。
But the owner of the seal is the person, and what made this seal is either clay or mud.
所以我们说虽能够做代表，但 是两个质地是不同的。
So even though we said it's a representation, but it's not really the same because the quality is different.
但是经文说到耶稣是神本体的真像。
But the scripture says Jesus is the exact representation of his being.
本体就即是说相同的性质了。
That means they have the same quality.
所以耶稣是上帝自己，亦都是十足上帝饼印的人。
So Jesus is God himself, but also he is the exact representation of God in human form.
所以耶稣可以在人间代表上帝说话。
And that's why Jesus can represent God in this world.
那这句说话又表示什么呢？
And what does it mean?
就即是说耶稣和历代大卫后裔的君王来比较呢，耶稣是更加蒙上帝喜悦。
God is more pleased with Jesus in comparison to all the kings of David's descendants.
好了，讲了这么多，这么长，这么沉，这么论尽的说话，想解释什么呢？
So after so much details and all these, what am I trying to say?
很简单而已，我就想告诉你，耶稣就是他们盼望多时的尼赛亚拯救者。
Simply put, I just want to say that Jesus is the Messiah that they've been hoping for in a long time.
耶稣是验明正身的先知、祭司、君王、尼赛亚、基督的身份。
Jesus is the real prophet, the high priest, and the king, and he's the Messiah.
更重要的，耶稣他自己都是信实不变的上帝。
What's more important is Jesus himself is the faithful God.
好了，神的儿子要降生为人，就要拿个人间的名，他就叫做耶稣。
So when the Son of God born as human, so he needs a name, and his name is Jesus.
耶稣这个名本身就是上帝是拯救的意思。
And it means the Lord is salvation.
所以很清楚了，画公仔画到出墙，就是神那个拯救的盼望是一定会实现的。
So it's very clearly that the hope of salvation has to be realized.
当耶稣在十字架上面为我们受死的时候，这个盼望就已经实现了。
When Jesus died on the cross for the sinners, this promise, this hope has come true.
在场的很多弟兄姊妹，你们都信主很久了，刚才说的那些，你一早就明白了。
Well, most of you have believed in God for a long time, so I'm sure you understand what we're just talking about.
当时希伯来书的读者，他们都信主很久，都一样明白这个道理。
Back then, the readers of the book of Hebrews, they also believed in God for a long time, so they also understood these things.
不过当时他们就竟然想着半途而废，想着打退堂鼓的心态。
But they were about to give up.
我们当中有没有这样的情况呢？
Is the same applying to us?
什么令你觉得失望呢？
What made you feel disappointed?
是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？抑或是饥饿呢？
Is it difficulties, persecution or hunger?
抑或有人令你跌倒呢？
Or others causing you to sin?
是不是人的罪困扰着你呢？
Is the sins bothering you?
抑或是我们自己都在罪里面纠缠不清呢？
Or are we tangled in sins ourselves?
今天这段经文好好提醒我们，我们当转眼仰望耶稣。
This is a good scripture to remind us to look up to God.
解救我们的是耶稣基督自己，并不是任何的制度，不是任何的方法，不是任何手段，或者是任何人才。
We are saved because of Jesus. It's not by any system, not by relying on any strategy or any talented person.
刚才所讲的都是老生常谈的道理，可能你已经有少少瞌眼瞓了，不过现在要醒一醒了。
What we talked about before is something that we always talk about, so you probably doze off, but it's time to wake up.
什么令你醒呢？就是这段经文。
What makes you wake up is the following scripture.
这句经文经常都被我们忽略的，不过很重要。
We often overlook the importance of this scripture.
经文说，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
It says, after he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
小心留意一下，这段经文少了什么东西呢？
Well, what's missing?
少了什么东西？
Can you see?
没提到复活。
Didn't talk about resurrection.
我们看得到，就说耶稣作为大祭司的侍奉，他由死亡去到洗净人间的罪，但是由死亡去到洗净人间的罪是没有提到复活。
Jesus as the high priest, he served the ministry. He used his death to provide purification of sins, but it didn't mention anything about resurrection.
但我们知道耶稣必定是经过复活，然后升天去到坐在父神的右边的嘛。
But we know that he has to be resurrected before he can risen up to heaven and sit on the right of the majesty.
很多见证人的嘛，很多见证人说看着耶稣复活，然后看着他升天的。
Many people had witnessed that he was resurrected and risen.
所以经文虽然没有提到复活，但我们是意识到是有复活的存在的。
Well, we know that resurrection was involved, even though the scripture did not mention it.
不过问题就是不提呢，我们经常就不记得了。
The question is, if we don't talk about it, we don't remember.
是不是啊？我们不是很记得复活这个字的。
We don't normally think about resurrection.
去到第二章十节的时候，经文提到耶稣作为元帅，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
And in chapter 2, verses 10, when Jesus was the commander, he was to bring many sons to glory.
誰是許多的兒子呢?
Well, who are these many sons?
因為我們信耶穌給我們的拯救的時候，我們就成為上帝的兒女了。
Because we believe in Jesus, his salvation, we became his children.
所以讲到头先话系有耶稣有复活嘅话，我哋将来都一样会有复活，跟住耶稣一样。
So when it talked about Jesus was resurrected, one day we will also be resurrected and go to heaven.
去到第七章嘅时候，讲到耶稣系一个大祭司，佢引进咗更美嘅指望，靠呢个指望，我哋可以进到神嘅面前。
In chapter 7, it mentioned that Jesus was the high priest, and it's a better hope is introduced by which we draw near to God.
不单只是圣殿里面我们可以接近神，我们也可以更加进入去到永生和上帝同在。
Not only that we can be near God in the temple, but we can enter eternal life to be together with God.
所以当我们还作罪人的时候，我们需要有罪得赦免的盼望。
So when we're sinners, we need the hope of our sins being forgiven.
当我们做了神的儿女的时候，我们就要记得我们有复活的盼望。
When we become God's children, we have to remember that we have the hope of resurrection.
这个是我们能够进到永恒终极的盼望。
And this is our hope, our ultimate hope to eternity.
而事实上呢，我们成日都不记得的。
But the fact is, we always forget.
我哋唔记得将来有复活嗰回事。我哋除咗复活节嗰日会讲下之外，我哋有几可真系成日提住复活咧
？We don't always remember there's resurrection unless it's on Easter. We don't normally think about it.
如果我哋冇复活嘅观念嘅话，我哋就失去远见，眼光短浅啦。
If we don't have the concept of resurrection, we are losing sight. We are losing sight of the future.
我们只是顾着追求现在短暂有限的东西，好像是地位、名誉、权力。
We become short-sighted and only chase after something temporary, such as power or fame.
甚至被人赞几句的时候，我们就飘飘然了，这些都不实在，不可以到永恒的东西。
Or become light-headed if we are being praised by others, and these are not real, not leading us to eternal life.
如果我们缺乏永恒的境界和胸襟的话，我们的心灵空间就不够容纳得主会再回来的盼望了。
And if we don't have the mindset for eternity, then we don't have the hope to have hope for God's return, Jesus' return.
我们最好就是说，主，你慢慢来吧。或者主，你慢慢不来啦，这个是最好的。
We might even think that, well, God comes slowly or never come back.
有一个人，他有一天放工回家之后，
There's a person that she returned home after work.
他的工人就给了一个 video tape 给他看。
Her mate showed her a video clip.
他看到什么呢？他看到他家里那只狗叫做 Toffee。
What she saw is her dog Toffee。
她这只狗呢，在这个主人回了工，每一天回了工之后呢，她就走去用个鼻顶住个大门，直到这个主人回来。
Every day when the master left for work, the dog Toffee sat at the door and pressed her nose against the door。
原来只狗咧就耳聋咗噶啦，佢想第一时间知道个主人几时翻嚟咧，就唯有用个鼻顶住个门，感觉个门嘅震荡，咁主人翻嚟啦。
Because the dog has already lost the hearing, so that's why she sat there and pressed the nose against the door. So when the master came home, she can sense by the movement of the door.
每一日呢个主人出去嘅时候，佢就即刻喺嗰度顶住个门，一直盼望主人会再回来。
Every day after the master left, she just sat there at the door, using the nose pressing to it, and hoping the master to come back.
这个是台湾里面的一个真人真狗的故事。
It is a true story from Taiwan.
耶稣第一次来是赦免人的罪，救我们的灵魂不死。
When Jesus came for the first time, he came and forgive our sins and save our soul from death.
耶稣第二次来的时候是做什么呢？是叫我们复活，叫我们身体得赎。
When he comes for the second time, he will make us, he will resurrect us and, and for redemption of our bodies.
这里就是使徒信经 最后所讲的，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。
It was mentioned in the Apostles' Creed, I believe the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
你看到这个是三层，一层一层进展的盼望。
These are the three interrelated phases of hope.
好了，讲到你这里，我想问回，我开始的时候讲什么？
So now I want to ask everybody, what did I talk about at the beginning?
记不记得？
Anybody remember?
Hope. 还有个人物呢？
What was the person?
拉合，是吧？ Rahab. 好了，我来讲回拉合吧。
Let's talk about Rahab again.
好了，那两个探子走了之后呢，拉合就按照他的指示，将那条红色的绳绑在窗门那里，等他们回来。
So after the two spies left, Rahab followed the instruction and tied the scarlet cord on the window, waiting for them to come back.
但是拉合就不知道要等多久，等了很多天仍然没有动静。
But she didn't know how long she had to wait, and she waited for many days, but there is no action.
那她会不会怀疑那些探子有没有诚意的，是不是玩我的，不如我将条绳拆下来算了。
Was she wondering about the sincerity of the spies, like, or should I just remove the cord?
又唔知过咗几耐，嗰条红色嘅绳仍然喺个窗口嗰度绑住。
And for don't know how long, the red cord is still on the window.
直到有一日，佢睇见啲以色列人真系嚟到兵临城下咯。不过呢一班人就围住个城走咗圈，咁就走咗啦。
Until the day that she saw the Israelites came to the city.And they just circled the city for one round and then left.
她不太明白做什麼，不過她知道她們遲早會攻入來的。
She didn't quite understand what was going on, but she knew that they will come and take the city down.
所以這個時候她嘗嘗聲就叫了家人就住在她那裡。
So immediately she went and collect everybody in the family and stay in her house.
連續六日以色列人都是這樣走了圈就走了去了。
Six days in a row, the Israelites came and circled the city for one round and then left.
拉合有没有担心那些探子忘记了他呢？
Was she worried that she was forgotten by the spies?
去到第七日好不同了，以色列人行七个圈又吹号角，大喊一声，那个墙就不攻而破了。
But on seventh day, it was something quite different. And they circled the city for seven times and then they blew the trumpet.And then they shouted greatly, and the wall of the city just collapsed.
两个探子果然就去救咗佢一家出嚟啦。
And the spies had saved her and the family.
虽然拉合等咗好耐，佢等咗好耐，但系好明显佢冇放弃个盼望。
Although Rahab had been waited for a long time, obviously she did not give up.
佢随时留意有咩动静，就即刻叫屋企人一齐嚟等候。
Anytime when she saw the movement, she got everybody ready.To wait together.
因为她在等的时候她紧紧捉住上帝对她的应许。
When she was waiting, she hung on very tight to God's promise.
她知道会兑现的，因为这个探子是答应了会救她一家。
She knows the promise will come true because the spy had promised her.
盼望会实现的，因为上帝答应过，上帝有承诺。
Hope will be realized because God has promised and He is committed to the promise.
希伯来书里面有一句就总结了拉合的信心。
Well, there's a scripture in the book of Hebrews that conclude Rahab's faith.
妓女拉合因着信，曾和和平平的接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient.
拉合起初去接待探子呢，其实她没什么选择，因为她们刚刚就停在她的家里面。
When she first received the spies, she didn't really have a choice. The spies just happened to be at her house.
一切都是突发的，她没什么时间去考虑这么多，就需要回应了。
She didn't really have time to think.And she had to react right away.
不过都好彩，佢预先都听过关于以色列人嘅新闻，因为神带领佢哋行过红海。
But the good thing is she had heard about what happened to the Israelites when how they were saved by God crossing the Red Sea.
佢話：佢哋呢個神都幾大嘅，都幾犀利嘅，不如我就棄暗投明啦。咁呢個都係好起初嘅信心啫。
She knew how great the God is, so she thought, well, maybe I should follow him. But that was only the beginning stage of her faith.
當圍城六日咧，佢就親眼親身去經歷到上帝嘅大能啦。
But when she saw the Israelites circle the city of Jericho for 6 days, she had experienced God personally.
圍城六日，唔單止淨係拉合睇到嘅，好多人見到噶。
Well, this is not only seen by Rahab, but everybody else in the city.
嗰啲人可能就取笑以色列人奇奇怪怪，咁就會攻入嚟開玩笑啦。
But they may be thinking the Israelites are being funny, being silly. Like, how could you take the city down by circling?
距離死亡仲有六日。
It's about 6 days before death.
亦都係拉合去決定確認佢接受上帝嘅時候。
And it's the time when Rahab decided to commit to accept God.
結果佢就不與嗰啲不順從嘅人一同滅亡，即係佢唔同嗰啲唔信嘅人一齊滅亡。
And the result was not killed with those who were disobedient, which means she is saved.
佢就投靠咗上帝啦。
And she followed God.
其實有啲人會咁樣嘅喎，可以利用嗰啲探子救咗我出去之後，咪各行各路咯。
Well, maybe she could use the spies to save her and then just part ways.
但是聖經記載，她就住在以色列人當中，直到如今。
But that's not the case. The scripture said that she lives among the Israelites to this day.
原來她後來呢，嫁了給以色列的猶大家族。
And eventually she got married to someone in the clan of Judah.
耶稣就是从他的后代而出，成为全人类的救主。
And our Savior Jesus was from the line of her descendants.
拉合的后裔的确是住在以色列，直到如今。
And the descendants of Rahab are still living in Israel, even now.
每逢圣诞时节，我们高举耶稣基督的名的时候，我们纪念耶稣第一次降生。
Every Christmas, we exalted the name of Jesus in remembrance of the birth of Christ.
同時，這個時候也應該好好提醒我們，要記得耶穌會再來的，我們要迎接祂的。
This is also a good reminder for us to prepare for the Christ's return.
我們怎樣好好把握這個最終的盼望呢？
How do we hang on to this ultimate hope?
唯有反省、認真、悔改、準備好自己，我們才可以叫做上帝的子民。
It was only through self-reflection, confession of sins and repentance, then we can become God's children.
我們要在主的面前好好反省自己，我們是不是適合做上帝子民呢？如果我們做得不好的時候，我們真的要向主認罪悔改。
We have to reflect ourselves.Are we good enough to be God's children? If not, we have to really repent.
以至到基督可能隨時再回來的時候，我們知道我們可以真的進入永生，這個是生死攸關的盼望。
We know that Jesus will return, and this is a hope of life and death.
我們的鼻有沒有頂住門，以知道主再回來呢？
Is our nose pressing to the door, knowing Jesus return?
希伯来书是说是跟那些可能会随流失去的弟兄姊妹讲的。
The book of Hebrews was written for those brothers and sisters who were about to lose hope and stray away.
希伯来书是坚固了他们的信心，提醒他们应该要知道他们要留在基督的群体里面，这个是他们的盼望。
It was to strengthen their faithand to remind them of the hope of staying in the community of Christ.
勉勵他們不要被困難所動搖，不要因為失望而受到試探。
Encourage them not to be shaken by difficulties or give in to the temptation of despair.
我們看到拉合他最後是堅定地和上帝的子民同住。
Well, we saw that Rahab lived among God's people unflinchingly.
我哋亦系唔系都系坚定地喺基督嘅群体里面喺埋一齐咧
？Are we living in God's community？
我哋嘅盼望有冇把握呢？
Are we having certainty to our hope？
喺今日我哋係第一個呢個節期嘅第一次星期日，我哋一齊去喺主嘅面前去禱告。
Today is the first Advent Sunday, and we all pray together.
主啊，请原谅我们没有好好地认识复活永生的盼望。
Dear God, please forgive us for not truly understand the hope of resurrection.
请原谅我们有时候活得好像不信的人一样，活得好像没什么盼望。
Please forgive us that sometimes we live like those non-believers, that we're living without hope.
主啊，更新改变我们。
God, please help us change us.
圣灵指教我们，叫我们知道怎样去过圣洁的生活。
Let the Holy Spirit guide us so that we can live a holy life.
使到我们作为圣洁的器皿，将光辉可以照耀在人前。
So that we can become a holy vessel, so the glory can be seen by others.
我们要每日为主所使用，日日都准备好迎接你的主，你要再回来。
Every day we should be used by God and waiting for your return.
主耶稣，我们是高举你的名，因为你是配得这些尊荣的。
Jesus, we exalt your name because you are the Savior.
我们期望在永恒中与主同在。
We are waiting, hoping to be with God in eternal life.
祷告奉基督的名。
Our prayer is in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.